You know that feeling when you're working with an AI coding assistant and you spend like 20 minutes carefully explaining your project structure?
Oh yeah, every single time.
Right. Your specific naming conventions, the weird obscure quirks of your deployment pipeline. You finally get the model outputting exactly what you need.
And then you close your laptop for the night.
Exactly. You go to sleep, you wake up, you fire up the terminal the next morning, and it is Groundhog Day.
Yep, total blank slate.
The AI has completely forgotten everything. You are back at square one, copying and pasting the exact same context window all over again. And I mean, for any developer trying to actually maintain momentum, the friction is just incredibly
It
frustrating.
really is. It's the definition of AI amnesia.
Right.
Because in modern software development, you aren't just paying for the computational cost of the tool.
Right.
You're paying a massive hidden tax in the form of the time it takes to constantly re-educate that tool.
Yeah, every single session.
Exactly. Every session. We treat these models like disposable calculators rather than actual, long-term assistants.
Which is wild when you think about how advanced they're getting. But today we are looking at a 2026 guide from popularatools.ai.
By Wayne McDonald, yeah.
Yep, by Wayne McDonald. And it attacks this exact bottleneck. The guide details a combination of two free open source tools, Hermes Agent and Aeon UI.
Two really fascinating tools.
Yeah, and the mission of our deep dive today is to explore how these two fundamentally solve the amnesia problem, because they don't just execute standalone commands, right?
No, they actively learn. They modify their own operational behavior over time.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if you want to optimize your workflow without dealing with, massive information overload or huge subscription fees, this shift in architecture is going to change how you look at your daily engineering tasks.
Absolutely. And to really grasp the impact here, we have to start with the core intelligence engine.
The brain of the operation.
Exactly. Before we look at the graphical interface or how you actually type commands into the AI, we need to examine the brain that solves this memory limitation on a structural level.
And that brain is Hermes Agent. According to the guide, it was built by Noose Research.
Which is a lab people might recognize, actually.
Right. They're the team behind the Nomos and Psyche model families. So they released Hermes in February 2026, and the adoption curve has just been wild.
Oh, yeah. Unprecedented, really.
It hit 124,000 GitHub stars in under 3 months.
Which is crazy.
It's insane. It makes it the fastest growing agent framework of the year. But, high GitHub stars don't always mean the tool is doing something entirely new.
Right, it could just be hype.
Exactly. So, what is the actual mechanic that stops it from forgetting everything overnight?
Well, the defining feature is that Hermes automatically creates reusable skills from your complex multi-step tasks.
Okay.
So it does not simply process a prompt, spit out Python code, and then clear its cache. It lives persistently on your server or your local machine.
Yeah.
And to pull this off, the architecture relies heavily on a combination of FTS5 session search.
Which we should definitely break down.
Right. And something called Honcho dialectic modeling.
Okay, so let's translate those mechanics for the listener. FTS5 is, well, it's a full text search virtual table module for SweetLight.
Yes.
How does a database search extension translate into an AI possessing long-term memory?
Good question. So think about how traditional search works. You type a keyword, it finds the text string.
Right, cpraw-f, basically.
Exactly. But that is completely useless for an AI trying to understand the actual context of a coding project.
Oh, for sure.
So Hermes uses FTS5 to rapidly index and retrieve massive logs of its past terminal sessions with you.
Okay, so it looks back at everything.
Right. But instead of just feeding raw keyword hits back into the prompt, it pipes those retrieved logs through an LLM summarization layer.
Ah, so it processes them first.
Yeah. The model looks at the historical commands, analyzes the errors you hit, say, 3 weeks ago, and extracts the underlying intent. It understands the why behind your code, not just the text you typed.
That's a huge distinction. And the guide also mentions Honcho dialectic modeling, working alongside that search function.
Yeah, that's the second piece.
Now, dialectic implies a philosophical debate, right? Like a back and forth dialogue to arrive at a truth.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that concept actually execute in a command line interface?
Well, in a terminal environment, dialectic modeling means the agent treats your corrections as permanent architectural constraints.
Give me an example of that.
Sure. So let's say it writes a deployment script for your AWS environment, but it uses the wrong instance type and you correct it.
Okay.
A standard agent apologizes and fixes the code for that one single session.
Right. and then makes the same mistake tomorrow.
Exactly. But Hermes takes that back-and-forth interaction, the dialectic, and uses it to build a deepening, structured understanding of your specific infrastructure. It literally compiles a new operational procedure in the background. It learns that whenever working on your repository, it must use that specific instance type.
So it transforms an isolated conversation into a persistent rule.
You got it.
You know, it makes me think of the difference between hiring an intern versus training a protege.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Like, standard AI agents are like highly skilled interns whose memories get wiped every midnight.
Yes.
They can do the work, but you have to give them the exact same onboarding presentation every single morning.
Which is exhausting.
Right. But Hermes operates like a protege who actually writes down your standard operating procedures. You teach them a complex database migration once, they write the SOP, and they never have to ask you for the underlying parameters again.
What's fascinating here is how that shifts the entire paradigm of AI assistance.
Yeah.
We are moving away from models that simply complete work in a vacuum toward autonomous systems that accumulate experience.
And the numbers back that up, right?
They do. Independent benchmarks from tokenmix.ai, which are cited in the guide, show that when Hermes relies on these self-created skills, it cuts the time required for repeat tasks by 40%.
40%?
Yeah, 40% compared to a fresh, uncached agent instance.
A 40% reduction in time to completion is massive when you compound it over a six-month development cycle.
Oh, absolutely.
But I gotta say, giving an AI the autonomy to write its own skills, execute them, and run persistently on your server immediately sets off alarm bells for me.
Security concerns. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's constantly iterating and trying to solve problems in the background, what prevents it from deciding that the most efficient way to solve a memory leak is to just, you know, drop the entire production database?
The security has to be a foundational layer for autonomous agents, not just a bolted-on feature.
Right.
And Hermes implements a defense in-depth model, starting with a strict fail-closed default.
Okay. What does that mean in practice?
The system intercepts the agent's shell inputs before they ever hit the underlying operating system.
Oh, I see.
So if Hermes tries to execute destructive command like armrf to wipe directories, or a droptable SQL command, the execution layer hard stops.
So it can't just do it unilaterally.
Exactly. It flags the operation and requires your explicit manual approval to proceed.
So it is physically incapable of silently wiping your hard drive while you're getting coffee?
Correct. The system call is blocked at the gateway level. Furthermore, it isolates its entire execution environment using six different supported sandbox backends.
Sandboxing is crucial.
Yeah. You aren't giving the agent root access to your primary machine. You can confine it to a Docker container, route it through SSH to a designated test server, or use Daytona, Singularity, or Modal.
So the AI only has access to the resources explicitly provisioned within that specific sandbox?
Exactly. It's highly controlled.
Okay, so we have this incredibly smart, self-improving engine that is safely contained within a sandbox.
Yep.
But navigating a highly complex agent solely through raw CLI commands, or, you know, trying to visualize architectural changes in an endless scrolling terminal, is a bottleneck of its own.
It really is. It can be a nightmare.
Right. If I have to juggle a dozen terminal windows just to see what the AI is building, I'm losing the efficiency I just gained.
And that's exactly why the graphical representation of the agent's work is critical.
Yeah.
A brilliant backend is completely useless if the interface causes cognitive overload. That introduces the body, designed specifically to house this brain, which is Aeon UI.
Aeon UI.
Right. This application is the missing link that translates Hermes from a powerful terminal experiment into an actual practical daily driver for software engineers.
So Aeon UI is an open source desktop application built by iOffice AI, and it's currently sitting at around 22,800 GitHub stars.
It's a very solid user base.
Yeah. And the guide describes it as a tool that basically tames the CLI chaos.
That's a good way to put it.
It auto-detects and unifies over 16 different command line agents into one shared graphical interface. We're talking about combining Claude Code, Codex, Qwen Code, Gemini CLI, Goose CLI, and of course Hermes Agent, all into a single workspace.
The engineering behind that unification is quite clever. Aeon UI acts as a graphical middleware.
Okay.
So it standardizes the diverse input-output streams from all these disparate CLI tools and projects them onto a unified canvas.
So you aren't managing separate fragmented terminal tabs for different models.
Exactly.
Right.
And beyond the chat interface, Aeon UI provides a visual workspace with robust file preview capabilities supporting over 10 formats.
Nice.
The agent can generate code diffs, PDFs, office documents, or images, and you can render and review them directly alongside the conversation thread.
Wait, if I install this, do I have to spend hours configuring all these separate CLI tools first, like wrangling API keys and mapping paths and config files?
Not at all.
Because if I'm looking at my backlog, a massive weekend configuration project is a complete non-starter for me.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But Aon UI is engineered for immediate deployment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. While it auto-detects the agents you already have configured, it functions perfectly out of the box, even if you have zero existing infrastructure.
That's a relief.
It ships with 20 built-in professional assistants.
20.
Yes. Tools like a PPT creator, an academic paper writer, a dashboard creator, and a UI UX pro. And they are production ready on day one.
Wow.
Additionally, it features a built-in Gemini CLI agent that requires no external setup. The moment the installation finishes, you have a functional graphical AI workspace.
Being up and running before you even finish configuring the complex Hermes backend is a huge win for user adoption.
Huge win.
But pushing proprietary enterprise code, internal company documents, and sensitive architecture plans into a unified dashboard immediately raises data governance concerns for me.
As it should.
Where is the telemetry going?
Well, this touches on a major architectural movement discussed in the guide. Local first privacy.
Okay.
Aon UI does not operate as a cloud-based web wrapper. It stores all of your data, your conversation histories, the generated code blocks, and the agent's behavioral configurations locally.
Locally, like on my hard drive.
Locally, in an SQLite database on your physical machine. The UI itself does not phone home or upload your operational data to external iOffice AI servers.
That is massive. Because for developers working in heavily regulated environments, that local first guarantee is really the only way a tool like this gets approved.
Exactly.
You get the benefit of a unified interface without violating strict data security policies by, you know, inadvertently streaming your code base to a third-party analytics server.
And the local first structure also enables the real magic of this stack.
How so?
When you combine the memory retention of Hermes with the centralized orchestration of Aon UI, you transcend simple code completion.
Right.
You start orchestrating complex, multi-layered operations natively on your machine.
Yeah, the guide highlights Aon UI's team mode as the standout feature for this kind of orchestration.
Team mode's brilliant.
It allows you to designate a leader agent and multiple teammate agents to execute a complex project in parallel.
The mechanics of team mode are absolutely fascinating. The user provides a master prompt to the leader agent.
Okay.
The leader processes that prompt, generates a structured subtask list, and then Aon UI spawns separate execution threads for each teammate agent.
That is so cool.
Right. The leader acts as the project manager, passing specific context windows to the teammates so they don't trip over each other's commits.
Oh, that's smart.
One agent handles the database architecture, another writes to the front-end implementation, and a third generates the unit tests.
All at the same time.
Yes. They operate concurrently within isolated threads, but the leader reviews their outputs against the master context.
It is effectively a virtual engineering team sitting right on your desktop.
Exactly.
And because Hermes operates as the backend engine, you aren't locked into a single AI provider for that team.
No, not at all.
Through OpenRouter, you can connect to over 200 different LLM models.
Right.
You can route directly to OpenAI, Anthropic, NVIDIA, NIM, or keep it entirely local via a Llama.
Yeah.
You can literally swap the underlying model for each specific teammate agent with a single command depending on their assigned task.
The flexibility is just unprecedented. And importantly, your management of this virtual team isn't restricted to your desktop environment either.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Hermes utilizes a single gateway process that supports cross-platform messaging.
Right. The guide mentions integrations with Telegram, Discord, Slack, WhatsApp, Signal, and even standard email.
Which is so convenient.
So you could be on your morning commute, send a message to your Hermes agent via Telegram, instructing it to analyze a server log, and by the time you sit down at your desktop and open Aon UI, the complete conversation history and the generated report are sitting right there in the graphical interface.
Yes. The continuity of the workflow is seamless because the state is managed by that persistent SQLite database we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, makes sense.
The interface is really just a lens into the ongoing process.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, the cron expressions.
Yes. Both Hermes and Aeon UI natively support natural language cron expressions for 247 automation.
This is a game changer.
It is. You don't need to write a complex bash script to trigger the agent. You simply tell the interface, every night at 2 a.m., run a dependency audit on my entire repository, format the vulnerabilities into a summary table, and have it waiting for me.
And it just does it.
Yeah, the agent executes the full workflow autonomously while you are asleep.
Think about the mechanics of that automation when you combine it with Hermes FTS5 memory and the Honcho modeling.
Right.
The true value isn't just that the task runs automatically. It's that the task self-optimizes.
Because of the memory.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The first time Hermes runs your 2 a.m. dependency audit, it might spend extra API tokens figuring out the specific folder structure of your mono repo.
Because it's figuring things out.
Right. But it logs that intent. The second time, it pulls the SOP it created.
Wow.
By the 10th night, the automated audit is measurably faster, heavily refined, and executing with a fraction of the computational overhead.
The return on investment for your time literally compounds the longer you leave the agent running.
It really does.
The workflow efficiency is undeniable, but I want to step back and look at the broader market for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
If this combination offers cross-platform orchestration, 24/7 automation, local privacy, and self-improving memory all for free, why is anyone still paying massive subscription fees for premium AI coding tools?
Well, evaluating the trade-offs objectively is critical here.
Yeah.
The 2026 landscape is dominated by two massive paid players, Claude Cowork and Cursor.
Right.
Claude Cowork requires a $100 per month subscription, is locked exclusively to the Apple ecosystem, and restricts you entirely to Anthropic's proprietary model.
Which is pretty limiting.
It is. Cursor is more universally accessible at $20 a month, functions across operating systems, and allows you to toggle between multiple models.
But in stark contrast, the Hermes plus Aeon UI stack is $0 for the software. They're completely open source.
Exactly.
The only variable cost is the API tokens you consume from the LLM provider, or the cost of the hardware you run it on. And the guide breaks down some incredibly lean budget setups.
The infrastructure costs are remarkably low. For absolute privacy and zero recurring cost, you run Aeon UI with Hermes locally, pointing it at a model hosted on your own machine via a Llama.
Free forever?
Free forever. If you require cloud reliability without breaking the bank, the guide suggests renting a Hetzner VPS for roughly $4 a month, pairing it with the DeepSeek V4 API, for an estimated $2 to $4 in usage.
Okay, so total monthly overhead is around $6 to $8.
Yep. Even configuring a premium DigitalOcean droplet running Claude Sonnet 4.6 might cost between $40 and $80 based on volume.
Which still undercuts Claude Cowork.
Exactly.
But hold on. The article says it's free, but if I have to manually rent a virtual private server, generate and secure my own API keys, and wrangle WSL2 because I happen to be on a Windows machine, aren't I paying a premium with my own time?
That is a very fair point.
Right. Setting up Linux subsystems isn't exactly the click-and-go experience you get when you just hand Cursor $20.
This raises an important question regarding the hidden friction of open-source infrastructure. The critique is entirely valid, and the guide is transparent about the operational hurdles.
Yeah.
Utilizing this stack requires a baseline comfort level with terminal environments and system administration.
It's not for complete beginners.
No. Specifically, while Aeon UI handles the Windows graphical layer effortlessly, the underlying Hermes agent does not currently run natively on Windows.
Oh, that's a catch.
Yeah, developers are forced to route it through WSL2, the Windows subsystem for Linux, or offload it to a separate Linux VPS.
That configuration barrier alone will alienate a segment of the user base.
Without a doubt.
And beyond the setup friction, there is a distinct functional limitation mentioned in the guide, which is the lack of native IDE integration.
Right, yeah.
Tools like Cursor and GitHub Copilot inject themselves directly into your code editor. They analyze the file you are actively typing in. They see where your cursor is blinking in real time.
Which is very powerful context.
Exactly. But Hermes operates externally. You have to interface with it through Aeon UI's standalone window or a messaging app.
And the underlying reason ID integration matters brings us to the crucial limitation developers must acknowledge here.
Which is?
When a task demands deep repository analysis, meaning the model needs to ingest a massive, undocumented, monolithic code base, trace intricate import chains across dozens of directories, understand the unwritten architectural patterns, and execute a surgical refactor that perfectly respects those patterns.
Yeah, That's heavy lifting.
Claude Code remains objectively superior.
So the proprietary heavyweights still win the deep, complex refactoring battles.
They do. The guide is not suggesting Hermes and Aeon UI are silver bullets meant to instantly deprecate your existing IDE tools.
Right.
The optimal engineering workflow in 2026 relies on recognizing the specific strengths of each paradigm.
So how do you split them up?
You deploy Claude Code or Cursor for your active, deep code-based refactoring and real-time debugging inside the editor. Conversely, you leverage Hermes and Aeon UI as your asynchronous orchestration engine.
Oh, I see. Managing multi-source research, log parsing, parallel task execution.
Exactly. And the compounding 247 automation we discussed. They solve entirely different friction points.
So what does this all mean for the listener analyzing their current development stack?
Well,
it means you have the architectural blueprint to build a highly customizable multi-model workspace that you actually control.
Yes.
You gain the flexibility of routing tasks through 200 distinct models without suffering vendor lock-in. You secure your operational data behind a Squalite-backed local privacy layer.
Crucial point.
And most critically, you deploy an autonomous agent that internalizes your specific engineering habits, systematically cutting the time spent on repetitive tasks by up to 40%.
It's massive.
You are capturing the vast majority of the value found in a $100 a month enterprise subscription for the recurring cost of a cup of coffee on a VPS, or entirely for free if you run it locally.
As we wrap up this analysis, I'd encourage the listener to consider a broader implication surrounding the FTS5 search and Honcho dialectic modeling we explored.
Okay, what are you thinking?
Over the course of months or years, a persistent tool like Hermes Agent constructs a highly specific, deeply indexed library of operational skills.
Right.
It learns the idiosyncratic way your infrastructure behaves, the specific syntax of your deployment pipelines, and your personal methodologies for problem solving.
So the procedural memory becomes a tangible asset.
Precisely the point. Does the accumulated memory of the agent eventually eclipse the inherent value of the underlying LM itself?
Oh, wow. That is a fascinating question.
The industry is currently obsessed with chasing the smartest, newest model release. But if Aeon UI allows you to instantly hot swap the underlying AI model with a single command while retaining the entire behavioral history, the intelligence of the model becomes a replaceable commodity.
That is so true.
Your unique compounding dataset of customized workflows, the dialectic history of your engineering process, becomes your true portable intellectual property.
That reorients the entire value proposition of AI tooling. The model is just the disposable engine. The memory structure is the actual asset you are building.
Exactly.
As you step back into your development environment today and face the inevitable friction of explaining your project structure to an amnesiac AI yet again, consider your backlog.
Yeah.
What is the very first recurring manual process you would offload to a self-improving agent tonight so that the execution is already faster by tomorrow morning?
Something to evaluate as you explore Aeon UI and Hermes Agent.
Thanks for joining us on this analysis, and we'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.